It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As part of our series, What Hospitals Deliver, we're looking at severe complications during childbirth and what New York City hospitals are doing to reduce them. Turns out the city's health department is watching the rates, too, with an eye on women in certain neighborhoods who are at greater risk than others. Assistant Health Commissioner Dr. Deborah Kaplan now joins us. Dr. Kaplan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So New York City is the first in the nation to look closely at complications during childbirth. And what you found is kind of disturbing. Among your biggest findings is that black women are four times more likely than white women to suffer complications, even after we remove things like poverty and health problems from the equation. Why is that?
We believe there are a number of factors for this, and one of the major ones has to do with structural racism. Mm-hmm. And the stresses that black women face throughout their life and chronic stress that can actually affect the pregnancy itself.
Let's talk about the racism on kind of an individual level. I mean, if you have a black woman, a white woman, a Latina woman, and they're equally poor or actually equally wealthy, and their health is similar, because let's say we filter out, you know, diabetes and hypertension and so forth, why is the black woman at such a higher risk for these complications?
Well, I think it can happen at the individual level. It can happen in how people are treated wherever they go. It can happen because of where they're living and policies, historic policies that have determined where people live, including separating out neighborhoods so that black people are more likely to be moved and live in neighborhoods that have less resources, that are poor. And it's why we see such a close association between poverty and race and ethnicity. So there are two major factors that we need to focus on and that we are bringing our resources to, and that is women's health before pregnancy, mm-hmm. and it is chronic stress and trauma. And we know from the research that those are the areas we need to focus on if we want to narrow the disparity.
So what about the role of the healthcare system? Is there a problem with low-performing hospitals in certain neighborhoods?
Our focus has been on the neighborhood piece. We need to look at not just what happens in the hospital, but what happens before women go into the hospital, and that's about prenatal care. And one very promising evidence-based program that we are implementing and supporting providers to implement is centering pregnancy. It is care where women meet in a group, and what women report is they have much more time with their providers, they feel much more prepared, they have less distress late in pregnancy, and they are much more satisfied with their care. One of the most dramatic findings is a reduction in early delivery or preterm birth among African Americans. One of the things we're very proud of is that for years we've identified Brooklyn and Central Brooklyn as a place to focus services for mothers and babies. We have a Healthy Start federally funded program where not only are we supporting centering pregnancy, but we are implementing another evidence-based project, which is By My Side doula program. And doulas are women often from the community who are trained to be with women literally by their side when they give birth.
Is this a midwife?
This is a non-clinical support to either a midwife or other clinician, but they are there in the room with the mother throughout her labor. They develop a relationship before labor, and they're with her following the pregnancy. What we have found from the research, women who are with doulas have lower rates of cesarean section, have many fewer interventions during labor and delivery, and it's something we're working to spread throughout the city, particularly in the neighborhoods most impacted by serious complications during childbirth.
And what advice do you give hospitals for them to help decrease the complication rate?
We meet with providers throughout the city, both in the public hospitals and the private hospitals. And this is an issue that's important to every provider in every hospital where there can be complications, where we need to have drills, where we need to work with providers to make sure that people are both prepared with the best practices, but also are trained around provider bias, around cultural awareness. This, you know, we live in a racist society where we are all could not escape without having an impact on how we interact and how we see people. And this is something that providers need, like everyone needs in our community, to make sure that we are treating everyone with the respect and giving them the same quality of care, regardless of what they look like, regardless of their race or ethnicity.
Dr. Deborah Kaplan, Assistant Health Commissioner at the New York City Department of Health, thank you so much for joining us.